baking powder and soda.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did she use those little
cakes? Well, she got, now they got them yeast cakes.
Yeah.
You get them and put that in there, make that rye.
Did your mother have those?
Well, they couldn't bomb. I don't think you had to make that yeast some way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I don't remember this, how they made it. I think you use a crock or jar, mix up, make it.
You whip up a batch and keep it, huh?
I can't hardly remember this how it was.
How does your wife cook eggs?
Well, she'll got about three ways. She cooks them, scrambles them sometimes, and then they fry them, and then sometimes boil them.
Uh-huh.
About three different ways.
Uh-huh. How does she boil them? Soft, or?
Well, she, about medium, kind of hard, uh-huh. Hard-boiled egg.
Uh-huh. She ever take when you're sick or something, does she ever take a dish of water and get it boiling and then break an egg in it? Cook it that way?
You mean after it's boiled?
Yeah, well, no, raw.
Hot water?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe I ever seen her do that.
Poached eggs, or?
Well, I think if she poaches them, she cooks them in a skillet and uses water some way.
Oh, right in the skillet, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't know this how she does that. But when my mother used to cook them, she'd just, you know, just put them in a tea kettle or some kind of pan,
yeah,
and just boil them.
Let them rattle around in there.
Yeah, that's why she'd have them.
What do you call the inside parts of an egg?
Inside?
Yeah.
What do you call that? The yolk? Is that the yolk on the inside?
Yeah, that's on the inside.
And then that outside, that other's. I can't tell you.
What color's the yolk?
Huh?
What color's the yolk?
Well, I'd call the yolk that yellow part, but
yeah.
I might be wrong about
uh-huh.
that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common.
Yeah.
And then the other part, I guess, is just people mostly just call the white.
Well, that's what I've always heard, the white of that egg. And the yolk would be the yellow part, I guess.
In the winter, when you got ready to lay in some meat, did you generally have a special day?
Yeah, we'd have what they'd call a hog killing. have two or three big wash pots and a barrel, heat that water, and have three or four men go shoot them hogs, stick them, and then drag them where you're going to clean them with a mule, drag them up there and have some boards there, platform lay them on, scrape them, put them in them barrels, and scald them, and then pull them out on these boards and go scraping on them.
Uh-huh.
And then right back there would be poles to hang them on,
uh-huh.
And hang them up there, head down, and then you have to take them guts out,
uh-huh.
And work at it all day long, maybe three or four men. But don't do that way now, but did up to a few years ago.
What do you do now? Just sell
Got
your
it.
Hogs and buy your meat?
No, I quit eating hog meat and, well, eat bacon or ham, I buy that, but
uh-huh.
I kill beef.
Uh-huh.
I haven't killed a hog and, well, my son over there kills them now, but I haven't killed one in about three or four years.
Huh.
I just don't like to kill a beef, you know.
Now they're easy to keep, and you can kill something that big.
Well, I got a deep freeze in there.
Yeah.
Hold about 300 or 400 pounds. Well, about 400 pounds of meat.
Uh-huh.
Not like it was a long time ago. Used to, we had a wooden